Intercom Denver, this is Robin.
Yeah, Denise, please.
Who, I'm sorry?
Denise.
Plant.
Plant. Oh, she's actually, yeah. No. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, something really weird just happened with the phone.
What? Is she there, please?
She's actually no longer with us.
Oh, she passed away? Oh, my God.
No. Oh. She's just no longer with Entercom.
What am I supposed to? Are you accepting donations or flowers?
She's just no longer with Entercom.
Oh. That's terrible.
She's no longer with Entercom. She hasn't passed away. She's alive. Hello?
Well, she'll always be in my memory, sure. Shh.
God, sir. That's terrible. She's just no longer with Entercom.
Okay, so what?
Okay, this
can
is
I drop
freaking
off some
me
flowers?
Out.
What?
There's something going on with, like, your line or the phone, and it's making very weird noises.
I'm very upset. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be unprofessional.
No. I can't even talk. This is so weird.
Dude, I can barely compose myself here.
No, sir. She's yeah. What is going on?
I'm very upset.
Could you please try calling back? I'm trying to explain something to you.
Oh, go ahead. I'm listening. I'm just distraught.
No, sir, listen, please. Oh, my gosh, what is going on?
I didn't know. Ma'am, I didn't know. This is the first I've heard of it. I can't understand what happened. I just saw her on television.
Sir, she's alive. She's alive. Sir, she's just no longer working at Entercom.
She'll always be part of Colorado.
No, she's no longer working at Entercom, sir. That's all that I meant by that.
I can bring up flowers. I got to tell my nephew. I got to tell my brother.
Sir. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah?
What is going on?
It's not good. It's not good way to start the week.
What is going on? Hello,
suggest?
Sir?
I mean, what do you recommend?
I'm trying to explain to you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me right now?
Of course I can.
Denise Plant is not working at Entercom. It doesn't mean that she's not alive.
Oh, no. Well, I guess I could put together a fruit basket. I could.
No. Entercom Denver, this is Robin.
Yes, I'm trying to find out the address for mailing flowers and cards for Denise Plant.
Sir, you misunderstood me, actually. Oh, my gosh, this is insane.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm trying to tell you, if you listen to me, sir, that she's just no longer employed with Entercom.
I understand. I'm just as shocked as you are, miss. I just am.
I don't know
how else to put it. I've never been in this situation. So what's the address, then?
You don't need to send flowers. She's just no longer employed here.
No.
What is going on? This is really freaking me out.
No. Me too. You're not alone. I can certainly empathize with you.
There's no need for empathy because she is alive and well, sir. All I was trying to say was that she's just no longer employed here.
In our memories,
she's certainly alive and well.
Yeah.
Service department.
My name's Bud Studdard.
Okay.
Customer.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I got some wipers up there, guy. Last week, and my car is messed up as a result. I got some big problems up here. Do you guys warranty your work?
I really don't understand what you're trying to say.
Oh, I got some windshield wipers, and then I left the place, and then I pulled a pit maneuver at the dump later in the day, and my car is fouled up.
Some fierce.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, well, maybe if you get your head out of your ass, you might be able to see it.
You guys don't warranty your work up there?
Well, you didn't get any fucking shit from me, pal.
What are you trying to say? I got my receipt somewhere around here.
Oh, you got a pair of wiper blades from me?
Yes, I did.
Are you a faggot boy? Are you a little fucking faggot boy?
Your work ain't done right. I can guarantee you that nothing was done right.
I can guarantee you, you're a little faggot. You probably suck dick, don't you?
I went to the dump, and I pulled a pit maneuver, and now I got odors coming out. My differential is fouled up, and I don't know what I need to do.
You really need to take the money to buy something that's worth the fuck, because you're a fucking idiot.
Why don't you give me a refund? And then I'll
Why don't you come over here and try to get a refund? If you think you're that big of a fucking boy, why don't you come up here? Because I think you're a pussy.
I'll come up there and succeed. That's what I intend to do.
Bring all your little fucking boys and you come up and fucking do it. This little boy again? You look like it.
Hey, my differential's fouled up, guy.
Yeah, your fucking brain's fouled up, too.
You guys snorting smoke up there? because I don't know what you're talking about.
That's huh? cool. I like that.
I want a refund. I need it within the next 24 hours, period, end of sentence.
Service department.
Hey, yeah, you guys stand by your work up there?
You know, I can't hear you.
I'm saying, do you guys give warranties on your work?
You know what? You sound like you got a dick in your mouth.
Okay, well, that's unprofessional. Strikingly unprofessional.
Yeah, we're called here five times in a fucking row, and playing games is not
hey,
very professional.
You gave
either.
Me defective wipers there, tough guy, and I want
yeah,
a refund.
Yeah. Go ahead. I got a lot of people here listening, and it's kind of funny because, you know what, we recognize that's who awesome. You are. So
oh,
why don't you
oh, really,
continue?
Really? Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Have you yeah, ever hey, pulled a pit
way,
maneuver at the dump?
By the way, you know what's awful funny is your burner app, you know, so you've got these burner fucking phone numbers, is really fucking traceable. You're a fucking idiot.
What are you trying to say?
You are so much of a fucking idiot. You think we can't trace where the fucking burner numbers are coming from and then who's got that? Are you that fucking stupid? You think you just get a fucking app and get any fucking phone number you want, use any phone number you want, and it's not traceable? No, the fucking sheriff's already been here and got everything, got all the fucking recordings, dude.
Ooh, that's a...
Fast us, because I don't really care. I own this fucking company, and I own two other fucking companies, and you know what? You're a piece of shit, and they're going to fucking go after you for harassment. So you keep calling here, because I got all fucking day, and I got over 20 employees
in
here doing the fucking work, making the money for me, while you little fucking faggot finger boys are sitting there. You think I don't know who this is or what this is fucking from? Are you a fucking idiot?
My differentials fouled up because of your technician didn't do
fucking
it right.
Right.
Service department.
Mind if I use the toilet up there real quick?
Sure, you're a maggot.
Gonna hop on the toilet and then I'll take off.
Oh, yeah.
Are you in the toilet? You sound like you're in the toilet.
I'm nearby and I consider it a big favor.
You must be a fucking weirdo because you can't even talk and make sense.
What do you mean there?
What do you mean there?
You I don't make sense to you?
Buddy, let me just use the toilet.
I heard you like sailor boys. I heard you like to be on a ship and get fucked in the ass from the sailor boys. Is that true?
I just need to borrow your toilet. You don't need to be sarcastic.
Skip the sarcasm.
No, I'm being sarcastic because you sound like a little fucking faggot boy. You sound like a little faggot boy from down south there. Are you?
Just skip the sarcasm there, guy.
I got sarcasm all fucking day long. I'm a rich dude. That's what I get paid to do, is be fucking sarcastic.
I'm going to swing a bullwhip open.
Why don't you come and do it if you think you can? Is that what sailors do? Is they get on their little fucking boats because they're little fucking faggots? The real men become birds or something like that. The only faggots become sailors. You ain't gonna whip nothing. You know, you think you're so fucking cool with your burger ass, these fucking phony numbers. It's not you fucking mock you all the fucking time. You know what? Every time you do this, record this, and it's easy to find you.
Yeah,
I'm Camacho, and I'm looking to sell a comic book.
Okay.
I've got the Kiss comic book. The comic was printed with real LSD, so it's real valuable.
I don't have a need for that.
Well, I didn't ask you if you needed it. You're going to buy it for somebody else to buy.
I don't want to buy it. That's what I'm saying.
I thought this was a comic book store.
It is, but it doesn't mean I'm going to buy every comic book, and I don't need that one.
Definitely need it, and I'm looking to get money on it. Don't you understand that?
I understand what you're saying, but I don't want to buy it.
What's the trouble up, bro?
I said I don't want the book.
You need to sell it to somebody else.
Yeah, but I don't have someone who wants it, so I don't want to buy it.
You got all kinds of people looking for this thing. This thing was printed with LSD, fella.
I don't want it.
You gotta have it.
I don't want it, though.
I've got it. It's in mint condition. It's sealed. I mean, I lick it once or twice a year.
And then I definitely don't want it.
Why?
You just said you licked it. That means it's not worth as much.
Look, this thing has got LSD in it.
Yes, I know, and it's an illegal drug. So why would I want something here like that?
Kiss.
Yeah, it's nice. I just don't want it.
The Demons of Rock. The Demons of Rock.
I know, and I'm telling you, I don't want that book.
Why? Come on, you gotta move.
I don't know what you're doing with your phone here.
Look, I'm gonna come up there. And I'm
no, don't bother. I'm not going to buy it.
This is Kiss.
I don't care if it's Kiss. I said I don't want it.
From the 1970s, the Demons of Rock.
I know what it is. I don't want it.
I didn't ask if you want it.
My store doesn't need it.
You got to have it in stock.
I don't want it.
You don't even know what you need or don't have. You got to get this thing in stock. You know.
And I don't want it.
You got to know what you don't have before you get it.
Listen. Stop trying to sell it to me. I don't want it. You can call someone else.
I'm going to come up there.
Don't even bother coming up here. I don't want it.
Just pay me what I need, and then...
I don't need to pay anything. I don't want to buy it.
Kiss.
I don't care if it's Kiss. Listen, don't bother calling here again. I'm hanging up now.
I'm going to bring this comic book in there, and you're going to love what you see. I guarantee it.
Look, I don't want this book.
Look, I'll let you lick the thing, and you can
see for yourself. No, I don't even want to do that.
Look, just lick it, and then make your decision.
No. I'm going to be calling the cops anyways.
I'm coming up there. Don't worry about it.
I don't want it.
It'll be fine.
No, and I'm going to call the cops and let them know all about this.
Will you just lick the thing and just tell me what you think?
No, I don't want to lick it. I don't want to do it.
Come on, just check it out. It's Kiss, the Demons of Rock. Do you understand?
No.
You're going to love it. This thing is off the chain.
Hello?
This is Schwab. You guys did some siding for me here pretty recently.
Schwab.
This siding is peeling off, and there's warping going on, and there's discoloration. This thing's funky. Real funky.
Give me just 1 second.
You guys certified up there?
Yes.
Certifiable, maybe. These guys are nuts if you think...
Hello?
Yeah, I got a serious problem with my siding here that you guys installed.
Hello?
Yeah, what's the trouble up there?
I don't know. The phone keeps going funny. That's the trouble. What's your name again?
Schwab. Guy?
Okay, Schwab. And we did siding that's peeling.
What do you mean? You think it's funny, huh?
What are you telling me?
You said it was funny that I got a serious problem with my residence here.
I never said it's funny. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm trying to get your address figured out when we did it, okay? The phone was acting funny.
Is that a fact?
Okay. That's a fact. Dude, if you want my help, tell me what you need, when we did your job, and let's get through the bullshit, okay? So let's get it done.
Hey, I came to you for help in the first place, and then this shoddy workmanship is causing my dwelling to be real problematic.
Watch what you're saying, though, before I check it out. What's your name again, Schwab?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, what do we do? What did we do for your house?
You guys are hooligans if you think this is going to stand, because this is real weird.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one more time. I've got to fix this. I need your address. What year we did your job?
What year? Okay. I'll give you the information.
That's what I need.
Except I'm going to give it to you with my heel bone if you don't give me satisfaction.
Man, buddy, I have no one talking. You're talking reasonable. Are you ready to give me your address?
I'm on Chatham Avenue.
Okay, Chapman, what you need to have and what do we do?
Are you talking to me, friend? Why don't you speak clearly?
I am talking to you, sir. I need to know what we did for your job.
You guys said you were going to put siding on, but this stuff's warped. There's an odor coming out. This stuff's real bizarre.
Okay. Where's your job at, sir?
I'm on Chatham Avenue, tough man.
Man, I'm tired of you. You call me reasonable, I'll get my lawyer. Whatever you said we did, I got to come look at it. And the supply company does it, that's it. And I'm not talking to you with this kind of shit.
Listen,
if you got a problem, we'll come out and fix it.
I want a refund, is what I want.
Do what you got to do. I'll get my lawyer. If you don't tell my address, you're not giving a chance to fix it, if it's anything. And so there's nothing going to happen.
Okay, I'm at 6424 Chatham Avenue, and you guys are a bunch of hooligans, if you ask me.
Hooligans, if you ask me. You guys are a bunch of hooligans.
Okay, what year did we do your job, sir, and what did we do for it?
Looks like it was done in about 1910, is what it looks like.
Buddy, I'm not doing one more smart-ass mouth from you, sir. Get your fucking lawyer, you bitch.
Hey, I'm going to get the district attorney up there.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, you guys stand by your work up there for your siding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Because I got disintegrating rubble where your siding used to be.
I've got a disintegrated motherfucker that's going to get a lawsuit on, or the cops will be called for harassment. Okay?
What's the trouble up there?
All right. Yeah, you got trouble. What's your trouble?
I want to know if you're going to give me a refund, yes or no?
There is no. Mr. Schwab, right?
My name's Schwab, yeah.
Haven't gave me your address. This is fully recorded. You haven't gave me your address. You haven't told me the year of 1910. I wasn't even born. whatever you want to play your little games, I'm asking what's telling you citing no pill. Okay?
This stuff's peeling off up, down, left, and right. And okay. I don't know what the problem
is. And when you feel like text me the address so I come look at it, there you go. You don't do that, there's nothing we can do.
Why don't you meet me
I got
there
it recorded right now. No, I ain't going to meet you in 20 minutes.
Meet me in
You never gave me an address.
Hey,
quit calling for a stupid out-town number.